we got. It really don't matter, but no, I haven't seen money.
8:30 on the clock. We'll call to order the H County Board of Equalization. Open meeting act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Doran, Bauman, Lytle, Byers, Setzer. First thing on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Doran to approve. Any discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0. Next is need a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move we approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Doran. Discussion? Seeing none, vote. 7-0. Next, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items relative to the Board of Equalization. Seeing none, but if somebody comes in, since we just started, we'll bounce back. Next, I need a motion to open up a public hearing to hear approval or disapproval for and against tax exemption on a vehicle owned by a qualifying nonprofit organization, Beatrice Community Hospital. I need a motion to open up a public hearing.
I'd move we open up a public hearing.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Second by Doran. Vote. 7-0. We're in a public hearing. And do we have any paperwork on this vehicle? Okay, Beatrice Community Hospital. This is for a trailer. It's signed by Lisa Soule, Deputy Treasurer, in the amount of $10 would be. Trailers would be used to haul lawnmowers in various hospital, two various hospital-owned lots. Anybody wants to see that? It's right there. Anybody speak for or against? Doug, you against the trailer? All right. I need a motion to close the public hearing.
So moved.
Moved by Lytle.
Second.
Second by Setzer. Vote. 7-0. Next, I need a motion to approve or disapprove the tax exemption for previously mentioned vehicle or trailer for Beatrice Community Hospital.
So moved.
Moved by Setzer to approve.
Second.
Second by Doran. Discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Next is to approve or disapprove tax correction slips 23, 24, and 25.
I'd move tax correction slips number 23, 24, and 25 be approved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Lytle. It's just the amount for the... Did everyone get a chance to eyeball these?
Those are basically homestead exemptions that have been changed by the state, the percentage of what people can have. I think I made a comment before that they could look into their income and change them and correct them up to 3 years from the time they file. So,
Myron, just read the amounts there, just if you're looking at them, if you can.
Number 23 is an additional tax roll of $1,376.18. Number 24 is an addition to the tax roll of $777.16. Number 25 is an addition to the tax roll of $894.14.
Thank you. See him?
Yep.
And a motion and a second. Any more discussion, questions for Patty? Seeing none, vote. 7-0 to approve. Patty, do you want to talk a little bit and then we'll...
Basically, we're done with protests now, so we'll finish up this afternoon with them coming to the whole board with the committee's recommendation, and I think they went pretty well this year. So we'll do that at 1. I guess the next step is all the preliminary requests for the tax or for the political subdivisions like the fires and the townships need to be into this board by August 1st. I'm hopefully Don's getting some of those. Or
we've gotten 3 right now.
Yeah. I don't know. Did you send anything out this year? Or do they just automatically? Probably.
No. Okay.
So that'll be the next thing that we work on is, Now I'll need to know from this board if you want to keep it at what it was pretty much last year on the fires and the townships, and then we'll work on that during the month of August. And pretty much, and then start looking at stats for next year already to see where we are with sales and start doing more things. And all I have, unless anybody has any questions.
The hearings did go very well, and we're very pleased. People were very courteous, and it was quite good. I thought it went really well.
Patty, in the committee, I've had a question posed to me. If somebody was filing a protest and they didn't show up to their protest hearing, what was the process? So if they weren't there to argue their case, did we just leave it flat, or how did we handle that?
We still looked at it. We read it into the record, I believe, Danny, didn't we? And we pretty
yes.
much kind of went over what, you know, what they were requesting. It's always helpful, and I wish a few of them would have shown up because, you know, their testimony definitely helps with the case. But we still do look at them.
Okay.
Now, do we, you know, and I think we've probably changed some. Some of them we didn't, so, but, yeah. So we do still look at them. You know, in all honesty, if they're not filled out correctly, some counties will just toss them aside and say there are no change. We bet we've been pretty good to our taxpayers and looking at that and, you know, looking and seeing what they wrote down. Or if they, a lot of them don't write anything down. Taxes are too high, you know, so. But we still look at them. So.
And this is what you see in protests. I think Terry and Kathy can verify this. People come in and they really think they're valuation is just fine. They just don't like their taxes. Mm-hmm. And this is where their protest is.
I think one thing I've seen, though, is a lot of them came more prepared. They had appraisals. You know, a lot of them are starting to understand the system. You have your people that continue to always protest, and not so much that they want to make their, you know, they want you to understand that they're not happy with the tax structure. So that is some of the continuance. But a lot of them were very prepared this year as far as appraisals and recent sales and what they can, yeah, comparables and things like that. So it really went well. So
we did have an unusual situation this year that I've never seen before of somebody coming in that just pulled properties up and came in and protested them. They didn't have permission from the people who owned the properties, but they just came in to protest valuations, and so we did deal with that this year. And it is legal for that to happen, but we've never seen it happen before.
About how many protests did you end up with out of the total number of people that, I mean,
we have them this afternoon. I think it was, you know, how many total protests?
Yeah, it looked like to me roughly 125, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's just, you had 84 and 20. Maybe I'm just a little high, 110 maybe even. But out of what, 14,000 or something, didn't you say at one time?
We have 16,000 parcels.
16,000, that's it. So, yeah. Very few protests, really, out of
them. And, you know, a lot of them this year have been really kind of light as far as different counties that I talked to, so. They haven't had the volume that they've had in the past. So,
was there a percentage that you, without just looking at these, mostly residential ag land? What was the?
We had a little more ag than in the past. We had some people concerned, you know, just about the percentage of an increase in that. You know, I know a few years back I sat in here on the board and I thought, man, 26%, I remember putting that on and thinking, oh, my gosh. And this year, it was every bit of that. But unfortunately, when you look at the sales, you know, they're there. And actually, we've gotten some figures already from the state, and we've got a lot more sales to add to our stack. But it's still, after putting it up that high, even next year, I'm afraid I'm going to have to bump them again. But that's too early to call. But it just, you know, ag is really what is keeping everything pretty much afloat as far as valuation. I think the residential is starting to recover a little bit, but it's slower. The next phase of our six-year plan will be looking at all the commercials now, getting rent, seeing their warehouses, seeing, you know, a lot of these buildings are empty. So what do you do with that? You know, we have to go out and we have to figure out, because you can do an income approach on commercials. And You know, we've got the biodiesel that isn't up and running. We've got the empty, pretty much, Husqvarna building. Those are things that we really need to look at and see where we're going to go with those. But, you know, those two places didn't protest, so.
Well, and the important thing is as far as the assessor's office and the county board, is doing everything we can to make sure all of the property owners, all of those 14,000-plus property owners in Gage County are treated fairly and that they're treated equally and that no one is given any kind of favorite treatment, but they're all done the same. And we comply with state law that tells us what we need to do and the percentages we need to be in. And I think that Patty and her office has done a fantastic job in reacting to people and to doing what we need to do is to make it fair.
I think communication is really key with the taxpayers and the assessor's office, too. You know, be vigilant and look at what your, you know, everything that's on the property record card, come in, discuss it. You know, a lot of times it's just something that we can fix in there and put it through as a board notice or something, and then, you know, if they're not happy, they can still come to the board. But maps, bring maps in, and we, you know, with the GIS system, we're able to count. Of course, if you tore your trees out, I'm not sure you want to run right in here or break up your, I mean,
we did
please,
have a couple of those.
Please do that, but, you know, those are the people. The CRP grant, we're seeing a lot of that come out of CRP. Just because they're locked in at such a low rate. And so now that cash rents are up, I think some of the CRP program is coming out now. So but as a whole, I think it went pretty well. So
I agree.
See nothing else for the Board of Equalization. We will not adjourn. Rather, we will recess until 1 o'clock, and at 1 o'clock we will hear the property valuation protest will be read into the record. So we will stand in recess at 8:43. One on the clock, we'll call to order, we'll reconvene, rather, the Gage County Board of Equalization.
We
went
in
to recess earlier today.
A lot of
attendance by observations, Juergens, Dorn, Bauman, Byers, and Setzer. We have five. We have a quorum. I think Mr. Lytle said he had a prior obligation, and I would assume
John's going to be here.
John's on his way, but we have a quorum, so we'll go ahead and kind of get going. So we're in session here, and basically what we're going to do is there's two things on the agenda. One will be to approve and or disapprove changes to property tax or property valuation protests, and then there's also a group that we will approve or disapprove a no change. So we have two things on the agenda here. John Hill is in the room, 101. John's here.
Somebody want
to... So I will turn it over to the assessor's office at this point and chairman of Equalization Committee to proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And we will go through all of the parcels, those that we have had protests and no changes, and those where we have had protests and there have been recommended changes by the committee representing the entire board. So Patty will go through each one. We have requested if you want to speak to one, we've asked you to sign in, and when we get to your property, we will allow you to speak to your property. Patty?
Okay, so you want me to go ahead and start reading in the changes, and then we will get to Linhart, and he's the only one I think that signed in to speak.
Okay.
So I'll read them up to Linhart's, and then we'll stop with his. Is that what you want to do?
Sounds good.
Okay. Okay, these are the protests that were changes, and I'll read those into the record. Parcel 01135700, Roger Aiden. Current value was $29,370. Requested value was $14,000, and the recommended change was $14,000. Number two, 00860900. Allen Rentals, LLC, current value $22,360, requested value $10,000, recommended change $10,450. Number three, 01045700, Dennis and Linda Barnard, current value $234,515, requested value $168,892, recommended change $168,890. Parcel number 0473200, Dennis and Linda Barnard, Current value, 186,605. Requested value, 169,000. Recommended change, 169,000. Number 50104731000, Dennis and Linda Barnard. Current value, 181,100. Requested value, 164,000. Recommended change, 164,000. Number 60124496000. This is Gary Barnard, and the property happens to be Seabreeze, which is a commercial building. Current value, 273,090. Requested value, 8,000. Recommended change, 25,400. Number 70135000000, Gary Barnard. This is Seabreeze. Current value, 876,320. Requested value, 422,267. Recommended change, 644,550. Number 80124870000, Kurt A. Bartek. Current value is 52,585. Requested value, 20,000. Recommended change, 22,000. Number 90097460000, Howard and Lorene Behrens. Current value, 69,945. Requested value, 60,000. Recommended change, 59,505. Number 10013918000, Ron Behrens. Current value, 48,545. Requested value, 38,000. Recommended change, 38,000. Number 11, parcel 01400282, Bell Street Apartments, LLC. Current value, 643,055. Requested value, 582,820. Recommended change, 582,820. Number 12, 01145500, Casey's Retail Company. Current value, 716,540. Requested value, 624,628. Recommended change, 639,090. Number 13, John, parcel 00654201, John Cosby for E Energy Adams. Current value, 34,820,870. Requested value is 32,340,000. Recommended change, 32,340,000. Number 14, 00550200, Leslie Dale. Current value, 56,375. Requested value, 43,000. Recommended change, 51,665. Number 15, 00592000, Arlene K. Dorn. Current value, 77,090. Requested value, 70,515. Recommended change, 72,725. Number 16, 00566700, Arlene K. Dorn. Current value, 360,800. Requested value, 295,620. Recommended change, 354,920. Number 17, 00359800, Brent Duncan. Current value, 24,145. Requested value, 5,605. Recommended change, 10,670. Number 18, 00528600, John Entz. Current value, 217,850. Requested value, 177,000. Recommended change, 177,000. Number 19 is Dwayne and Patricia Evans, parcel 01503200. Current value, 32,095. Requested value, 20,000. Recommended change, 20,000. Number 20, 01297200, Dwayne M. and Patricia A. Evans. Current value, 33,160. Requested change, 25,000. Or requested value, 25,000. Recommended change, 25,000. Number 21, 01037500, Dwayne and Patricia Evans. Current value, 30,840. Requested value, 20,000. Recommended change, 20,000. Number 22, 01248900, Dwayne and Patricia Evans. Current value, 56,205. Requested, 25,000. Recommended change, 25,000. Number 23, 01492800, Bobby G. Folden. Current value, 32,995. Requested value, 15,000. Recommended change, 19,285. Number 4, Wendy Force, parcel 01363100. Current valuation, $40,000. Requested, $21,000. Recommended change, $24,585. Number 25 is Dwayne Fritzen, 00594500. Current value, $229,505. Requested change, $226,420. Recommended, $226,455. I guess on Lenhart's, that was a no-change list. So shall you just go ahead and continue to read this list then?
We could. If he's the only one here, we could jump ahead, I think.
Lenhart, you want to approve him to that point? I'm sorry. I was thinking he was on this list, and it's the other list he's on.
Okay. Let's jump ahead.
So I don't know if you want to go to the no-change list, which is
no-change list. Yeah.
Number 16. And that would be Lenhart Fritzen, 00163200.
The value on the property is $341,490, and we recommended no change. Lenhart.
Yeah, I'll introduce myself, Lenhart Fritzen. I think you all know me. 29813 South 120th Road, and I'm wondering why there ain't no change. There's two quarters of ground. There's one of them that's real current. It should be on the sheet. That was sold just last year. And the value on it is lower than what mine is valued at. And the other one is quite a little lower because that was sold 2-3 years prior. I don't know what year that would be in. That'd be the southeast quarter of that section.
Yeah, we'd set you up for a hearing, Leonard, and I don't know that. Did you miss? You missed that hearing date, didn't you? We had a hearing date set for you.
Oh, that's what I got here today.
Yeah, there would have been an earlier one that should have been sent out to you.
Oh, I only got one.
All right, we had a hearing on your property, and you didn't protest. You didn't show up.
Oh, this is the only one that I got by mail.
Okay. Then the only thing
to report today.
Okay. The only thing that I can tell you is that it looks like on your printout, have you ever had a net look at your map? How many acres of dry land or how many acres of cropland do you have on that particular quarter?
Do you have
I have 150. Is that about?
That would be real close.
Okay.
I think I get a little less than that on cash rent.
Okay, 150 acres of cropland on this property. We have you down for not even an acre of grass. We have you down for 5.05 acres of wasteland, and then your road, which is not taxed, is 3.83. Okay, your valuation went up to
About 80,000.
$341,490. We're at market, $2,845 an acre.
How much?
$2,845 an acre.
That's for taxes.
At market.
No, that ain't market.
That's way lower than market.
If I would.
Well, that's 75%, right?
This 341 and 490 is 75%.
Right.
You divide by 75.
Right.
When I divide by 75, divide it by the number of acres, at market value, this farm we're saying would sell for $2,845 an acre.
Go on the other quarter. Have you got that? You should have it there. I went to the clerk's office with what that was sold for.
Okay, but we're looking at 115 sales in a three-year time frame.
Okay, but I'm looking at value of what they paid for the quarter right next to it and the value of the other quarter in the southeast corner here 3-4 years ago. I ain't recommending the whole works. I'm just want equalization in the section is what I would like.
Yeah, this one that you did look at was the southeast quarter, 160 acres. That one would be
a little less, but that
they paid $272,000 for it.
Right.
But I'd have to look at the soil types. How many acres of crop ground are on that compared to how many's on yours?
Well, if it's all in the same section, I mean, the value of what it brought on the market, that should be as fair as anything.
But they don't look at one sale. They look at a combination of sales, and then that's what we find. I mean, you know that a lot of the cropland has sold for more, like your dryland farms have sold more for more than $2,845 an acre.
That's correct. But I wanted equal with the other two quarters what they were sold for.
What they were sold for, but what they're valued at is different. It was sold for $272,000, and that was done in 2010. We have it valued at $308,165. So for his valuation, we can't just look at one sale, but we've got that in our mix, but we can't just look at one sale.
Okay, how about 2012 when it was sold?
Well, it looks like it was sold in 2010.
Well,
is this the Dan and...
it was resold again at 2012.
Dan and Sandra Parks? Is that who you're looking at?
Oh, that's the southeast, yeah. Yeah, I'm talking about, which you probably wouldn't have in the books. That's current, you know. That was just sold last year. And that was, and mine is valued more than that quarter, and they're about as equal as you could get it.
Let me just do this one more time and make sure I did that right. 455, 320 divided by 160 acres. Yours is at 2845. Theirs is at 10886. Theirs is at 2568 an acre.
Theirs is at 2568, yeah. So I'd like a little...
Now, we've got to compare apples to apples. We've got to pull their card to make sure. I mean, nothing... You have to make sure how many acres of cropland do they have on theirs. They may have some pasture on there.
Probably the quarter to the north has got every bit as many cropland acres as...
Okay.
The south.
Then it goes based on soil type, whether you have class 1, class 2,
yeah,
class 3, class 4.
When you go buy it, you pay in dollars. You don't soil type.
And that...
As far as I'm concerned. I'm looking at dollars value, what it was sold for.
Okay. But... And in mass appraisal, we do look at more than one sale. This is a good sale to point out, and this is in our sales study.
How about the 2012? You don't have that one? That was just...
That's why I wish...
You wouldn't have that because it don't qualify till next year.
Well, it depends upon what time, what portion of 2012 it sold in. Was it later?
Later on, yeah.
Yeah. So. But I guess the question is on market value with what I said, $2,845, do you think your farm would be able to be sold at that price?
Well, that's like them $800,000 homes and $1 million homes. You don't value them at $1 million because they probably won't bring $1 million. If I don't sell, if I'm not ready to sell, how do I know what it would bring?
I guess the only thing you could do is put it, you know.
Really?
You could have an appraisal done on it.
But when they build them for $800 to $1 million.
I agree.
And the valuation is way down on them.
Yep.
I wish, Lenart, you would have come in, and I don't know why you didn't when we had the protest hearings, so we could have looked at all of these properties.
I never got a slip on that. This,
you're the only
one.
Can I look at your?
Found
let me look at your notice here.
Yeah.
Do you have?
That's what I got.
You've been scheduled on Tuesday, July 16th at 10:30 a.m.
Oh, then I missed that. I'm sorry about that.
And then the final was the final valuation.
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
What I got. That's
so this would have been your date that you came in because we were kind of surprised you didn't show up. And then this is what they put in red because then they have to go to the final board. So,
okey-doke.
But that doesn't have any bearing on that. It's just the fact that mass appraisal.
We want it to be equalized, Lenhart.
Huh?
We want it to be equalized.
Well,
and
it
that's
ain't
what
equal.
We work real hard at it, trying to make it equal. We don't pick you out or anyone else to have your...
Well, I know that, but it isn't equal because the land was sold for... was bought, and then it was sold for less than what mine's valued at.
But we don't know. We haven't looked at the type of land, the type of soil. We haven't looked at how many acres.
Well, they're
of,
pretty,
so that's what we do in the protest, where we can look at every single thing.
Yeah.
Because if one farm right next to the other sells for more or less, there are some other factors in there. Now, you have an opportunity, Lenhart. If we don't make a change, you have an opportunity to take this to the to Lincoln, where we'll send our recommendation and they make the final determination.
Well,
so you can protest our protest.
Place? You have to file with the county clerk like by the 24th of August, I would say.
24th of August.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that I'm going to tell you, though, is you need to keep in mind we're not going to use one cell. We're going to use the 115 cells. And what we do is we use that low cell. That's in our study. But there's so many high ones, so many low ones. And
this is in the same section is what I'm talking.
Yeah, and I totally understand that. But one cell does not make the market. It's the combination of the 115 cells in mass appraisal.
Right.
And the problem that, and I want to caution you, you can go to Turk, but chances are you should bring somebody with you. You know, an appraisal on this property is another thing which would cost you some money, but I think you would be surprised at what it appraised out at.
That might be, but I'm talking about land that was sold.
Right next to it. What about the others that have sold in the county that aren't right next to yours, that are a lot more?
The ones that's farther away, they're in a different category again. I mean, this is my neighbor's land.
Okay, you're picking out the low one, but I can find some.
No, I'm picking out the both of them. Your average to both of them, and it's way down. And the one that was sold last year sold for less money than what mine is appraised at.
I guess bottom line, do you feel we're at market value, at what I told you with?
Well, market value and what it sold for, that should be market value. I guess I don't want to sit here, but I just wanted fairness. I mean, in the section, and I don't think I'm wrong with requesting that.
I would say go to the clerk's office and file your protest and take it to Turk, and then they can look at it, and you can hire an appraiser if you'd like, and look at all of.
You don't need an appraiser. You got the facts right there.
I'm saying for your benefit, Lenhart. So you can go before Turk and you have the facts, all of the facts. You don't have to hire an appraiser. I would recommend that you did. If you don't want to, you don't have to. But you can appeal what we do. It doesn't stop here. You can appeal what we do, and then Turk will look at your property, property sold in the section, property sold across the county, type of soil, how many acres are waste, how many acres road, how many acres pasture, how many acres cropland, all of which make a determination. Your land, the quarter next to you, the quarter next to that, and you can protest that.
Well, I figure that what's in the section that should be close enough, as far as I'm concerned.
But you might also want to run up to the clerk's assessor's office and have them pull the cards on these other two people and see how many acres of farmland they have and how many acres of pasture and waste. And
sure.
They've got
just
that
be
all
on
there.
And talk to Jennifer. She'll pull you the two cards that you're... Yeah, the one is...
Annette.
We have Dan Parks's on here that
you
sold...
You don't have the other one now.
I didn't have the other one attached.
Well, I thought it was supposed to be on there.
And okay.
Did you put it onto your protest?
Yeah. I says I want the one of them that was just...
Southeast quarter of Section 20 sold for less.
Yeah, that sold for less. That we know. But see, that's a couple of years ago already.
But we used that in the cell study. It's in there. So go pull the other one.
The other one is sold for...
Yeah, there's...
And that you don't have. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. It was bought for less money than what mine's appraised.
Was it a arm's length transaction? Was it between relatives or neighbors?
No,
or not neighbors,
no,
but
business deal.
Business deal.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, business deal.
They can pull that card for you.
Okie doke.
And Leonard, compare also when you compare these quarters. Compare. You may have 50 acres of class one soil, and one of those other quarters may have 20 acres, because each of those class of soils are valued at a different. So when you're comparing, look at those two, you know, so that because then you're comparing more equal than just the price of the sale or whatever.
That still don't leave that check what they wrote out for the total form.
No, that don't. But maybe you weren't there to bid the thing up, see?
It was never on bidding.
Oh, it never was. Oh.
It never was on bidding.
Or it would have brought more, see?
Well, how do you know?
You don't know that.
I'll tell you what. The more reading I do, within the next 3-4 years, there'll be a rude awakening here for the county and everybody else.
We've had that discussion quite often, what happens when land prices don't go up. Yeah.
Well, in the 80s, when they hooked a value up, you know, and the bottom fell out of the land, I went over and I wanted to know, no, we're not in the real estate business. Well, if you're not in the real estate business, then why not lower it to where it should be? You know, in the 80s, it wasn't done. And that's what's coming again in Gage County, I mean, sooner or later.
No, not just in Gage County, nationwide, the land value.
Yeah. Then I think what you guys should do is go to the state. Why should Nebraska be 75% evaluation when the other states are 20 to 30? For tax purposes. That's what I think you guys should pursue.
A lot of that stuff we could spend all afternoon sitting here talking about.
Yeah.
No, I know, Leonard.
I've got a lot of work here to do.
All right.
No, there's a lot of things we have questions on like that. Same as you do.
It's going to be happening. But if you guys don't want to equalize anything out on it, then I guess adios.
She's going to go help you look for the other one.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay,
so let's see. Do you want me to continue then after? Or how do you want me to go? Go to with number 26 then yet? Or do you want to
deal with
all
this
these
one?
To this point?
Well, let's.
It'll just come back on the whole list.
It'll come back. So 16 on the no change will come back to, and I guess we'll just reconvene reading the list on the change.
Okay.
And where were you at again?
I think I was on Craig Gay, number 26.
You did 25, yes.
Okay, number 26, 011605000, Craig Gay, current value 69,975, requested 50,000, we recommended 51,885. Number 27, 01294800, Kathleen Gonderinger, current value 74,275, requested change 60,000, recommended 61,000. Number 28, 011157000, Paul Gracchi Estate, 88,320, requested 50,000, we recommended 48,845. Number 29, 00455510, Chad Harms, current valuation 341,385, current value, requested change 282,400, recommended 302,235. Number 30, 00979600, Dennis G. Hardig, current valuation 21,330, requested 6,000, recommended 11,800. Number 31, 00919300, Ronald D. Hansi, current valuation 3255, asked for 500, recommended 3,000. Number 32, 00714300, Melvin and Beverly Holzing, current valuation 110,000, requested 80,000, recommended 95,000. Number 33, 01429800, Shelley K. Hubka, valuation 60,985, requested 9,800, recommended 12,300. Number 34, 01209900, Tom Hurt and Michelle Fuhrer, current valuation 119,575, requested 101,000, and the recommendation was for 101,000. Number 35, 01163451, J&J Wire, John Church, Valuation $927,540. Recommended, or requested was $881,540. Recommended was $817,455. Number 36005045000, Leon Jensen. Current valuation $153,685. Requested $123,000. The recommendation was for $140,600. I'm getting requested and recommended confused a little bit. Give me a prompt here. Okay. Number 37010932000, JIA Properties LLC. Current valuation $231,200. Requested $155,000. Recommended $155,310. Number 38015535000, Peggy E. Johnson. Current valuation $76,455. Requested $70,000. Recommended $70,000. Number 39015225000, Lynn Jones. Current valuation $201,035. Requested $180,000 and recommended $180,000. Number 40003330000, Michael D. and Carrie A. Jones. Current valuation $431,885. The protester did not request an amount. He had an appraisal I know of that was recommended $395,000. Number 41008863000, Nicholas Jurgens. Current valuation $54,925. He had a requested amount of $31,000. We recommended $38,000. Number 42012491100, Paul and Patricia Kaufman. Current valuation $189,500. Requested $172,500 and recommended $172,500. Number 43010948000, Leo J. Kelly. Current valuation $78,340. Requested $70,000. Recommended $69,775. Number 44008832000, Roy Lobby. Current valuation $10,190. The protester did not have a requested amount, but we lowered it to sell price of $5,500. Current value, or the next one is 45011029000, Mark Lawson. Current valuation 41005. The protester had no requested amount, but we recommended a change to 26,000. Number 46005407100, Destin Martin. Current valuation 63,860. Requested 50,405. Recommended 57,495. Number 47005406000, Kent Martin. Current valuation $310,310. Requested $237,995. Recommendation $300,385. Number 48000966000, Shirley Martin. Current valuation $238,75. Requested $186,440. Recommended $202,680. Number 49004612205, Jacob and Aaron May. Current valuation $177,275. Requested $140,000. Recommended $140,000. Number 50012884000, Rondi G. Metcher. Current valuation $61,690. Requested $54,000. And we recommended $54,000. Number 51 is 01556300000, Brad Morris. Current valuation 58040, requested 35020, and recommended 31810. Number 52, 00852000, Tanya. I don't know.
Negatel,
okay. Current valuation $11,930, requested $2,500, and recommended was $3,000. Number 53004551100, On the Hill Enterprises. Current valuation $306,225. There was no requested amount. Recommendation $178,065. Number 54014338000, David Party, $44,850. Requested amount, $25,000. Recommendation, $32,000. Number 55012710000, David Party, valuation, $72,745. Requested, $36,100. Recommended, $52,000. 56007912000 Tanner Party, $63,040. Requested, $18,500. Recommended, $22,500. Number 57009184000 Grace M. Packard. Current valuation, $66,010. Requested, $500. Recommendation, $1,500. Number 58006763000, Judy Reedy. Current valuation, $30,720. Requested, $10,600. Recommendation, $10,000. Number 59008405000, Mary Lou Rutchless. Current valuation, $23,745. Requested, $15,000. Recommended, $14,750. Number 60010087000, Gary Rogge. Current valuation, $76,620. Requested, $42,620. And recommended, $45,000. Number 66002522000, Leland Schlake. Current valuation, $373,725. Requested was no amount. Recommended was $363,320. Number 62014370000, Sharon Schoenewise. Valuation, $88,480. Requested, $56,680. Recommendation was $59,000. Number 63015374000, Nancy Schoenewise. Current valuation, $16,400. Requested, $3,300. Recommended, $2,400. Number 64001113000, Charles W. Sherman. Current valuation, $314,790. Requested, $241,680. And, requested, recommended is $283,365. Number 65014002606, Security First Bank, Darren Baer. Current valuation, $223,285. Requested was $71,450. Recommended was $127,590. Number 66007114000, Natasha Spilker. Current valuation, $86,955. Requested, $24,500. Recommendation was for $32,000. Number 67008589000, Don Sullivan. Current valuation, $100,435. Requested $60,400, and the recommendation was $60,420. Number 68004497108, Mitchell A. Tranick. Current valuation, $153,15. Requested, $80,000. Recommended, $100,000. Number 69013805000, Rodney Tranick. $55,275, requested $25,000, recommended $38,000. Number 70013680000, Rodney Tranick. Current valuation, $63,135, requested $35,000, recommended $54,000. Number 71012959000, Rodney Tranick. Current valuation, $62,850. Requested, $29,700. Recommendation, $31,000. Number 72012684000, Rodney Tranick. Current valuation, $30,735. Requested, $10,000. Recommended, $25,000. Number 73014227000, Rodney Tranick. Current valuation, $108,405. Requested, $52,600. Recommended, $80,000. Number 74011387000, Rodney Tranick. Current valuation, $64,250. Requested, $25,000. Recommended, $32,000. Number 75009424000, Rick Fonts. Current valuation, $64,820. Requested, $25,000. Recommended, $25,000. 76-0125-12000, Eugene Wolken. Current valuation, $42,020. Requested $16,000, and we recommended $22,000. 77-0144-97000, Keith Wolken. $34,630 is the valuation. He requested $24,630. We recommended $27,000. Number 78-0152-59000, Keith Wolken. Current valuation, $18,760. Requested $10,000. We recommended $12,970. Number 79-0139-67000, Keith Wolken. Current valuation, $14,840. He asked for $1,000. We recommended $2,000. Number 80-0152-11000, Keith Wolken. Current valuation, $75,375. Requested $45,000. Recommended $45,000. Number 81-0120-15000, Keith Wolken. Valuation, $82,390. Requested $42,000. Recommended $56,000. Number 82-0122-01000, Larry Wolken. $43,190. Requested $19,000. Recommended $19,900. Number 83-0128-52-000, Larry Wolken. Valuation, $36,940. Requested $17,000. We recommended $24,245. Number 84-0024-64-000, Diane Zimmerman. Valuation, $139,405. Requested $125,170. We recommended $125,545.
And you shouldn't know, but just a reminder, all of these people were notified on what our recommended changes were, so they had the opportunity.
We didn't send out a letter. They were to call us.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, and a lot of them did. So, you know, we told them told them within a couple of days to call us, and
that's
most
right.
of them
we
did.
We did. Told them to get a hold of us. We'd have
yeah.
the figures.
So.
I apologize.
No, that's okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Do you happen to have an idea of the total recommended net change? I mean, in other words, E-Energy was $2.5 million.
Yeah, that one was one that we discussed because they put some new bins up, and they kind of wanted. Do you remember the discussion on that?
Patty, I remember how that one was. I was there. They put up a new 750,000 bushel bin. The value was about like $2.1 million. So that was what their valuation went up. You know, is what the value of the bin was. But they were already valued at 32-some million. They had comparables on the other ethanol plants. They really, you can't lower that valuation because of the TIF that they were under, that the money they got from the state, so you couldn't lower it. But looking at the rest of the valuations throughout on all the other energy plants out there, they were by far up here compared to the rest of them. So that's why it was left.
And a lot
back
of,
where it was.
I think a lot of the other ones are struggling really bad, too.
And that
and
could
some
be.
Of them and have went under.
And that
so
was the main reason
that,
because they did have comparables. And they were up here. Everybody else is way down here as far as valuations. And their valuation, I take it, they said that they can't change it until this TIF is off.
Until the TIF's off. And I don't know how long's left on that. That's been up in Adams. I don't know. Usually those are 10 years, probably?
I don't even know if it's right. I'd heard 15, but I don't even know if that's
maybe
right.
Maybe 15.
I know the school knows because it's a little thick.
Well, at this point, the school doesn't get any evaluation from
right.
them.
Right. Well, I heard the 7 years and I heard 15, so I don't know which one it is. And I don't.
Yeah, and I know the guy that really, when he was starting to plan that one, had talked 8, but I know that I think they went further out than 8 years.
Yeah.
Well, now you'll know the year they show up to protest. You'll know that it's all.
Whenever but I got a question. They put the bin up, but the bin wasn't up there January 1st.
Yeah, well, we've got it on for this year. They didn't say anything about the bins because we went in and got them.
Yeah, it was up there for fall harvest, wasn't it, Myron?
Not last year, no, uh-uh. It wasn't up there last year. They never used it last year. It's been put up after fall harvest. Now, I don't know other than that.
Probably had it, well. Yeah, we put it on for this year. So
it may
according,
have been,
I think it was built before January 1st.
You might be right. It might have been put up in the fall. It wasn't there for harvest. They didn't have it for harvest yet.
But it had to be probably straight after harvest.
Yeah, it probably was straight after harvest. It was probably last fall because I know there were some lineups for farmers yet when they were a dumping because I was in a lineup one time when they were working on it. So it was probably put up by, it might have been up by the first year. You might be right. If they had it on there, it would have been.
Yeah, and they never said anything about that. And I
so
think
they
know.
Yeah,
because we've been at.
They didn't use it last year for harvest, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay. Well, Patty, is this is an Excel spreadsheet. Is that something they could run on a calculation real quick and find out what the, obviously the actual taxable income will be different because depending on the, where they live. But
It's not going to be, I added up one other page and it was,
A lot of these, the reason that they end up being looking like what they requested is because those are recent sales or they have an appraisal. So we usually take that. And that's why if they have an appraisal, they ask that requested value and then you see the same as recommended. So that gets kind of confusing because you're wondering why you're giving them the exact same. Well, they've either had an appraisal or a recent sale on that. But yeah, I mean, it's possible Lorraine could run a change on that real quick if you wanted to.
I'm just curious. I don't need to know other than the fact that I'm curious.
I mean, maybe just to share it with in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah,
yeah 2 weeks
for sure.
2 weeks is fine.
We can do it now if you want us to.
No, I mean, it's just like if we change the valuation $5 million. I mean, that's all I was.
Well, and we did some things for Don for this morning, so we knew, because what's in your valuation is with these changes in there.
Right.
We
had to have a figure for him for the bonds to kind of use. So I got a preliminary yesterday from her.
Okay.
And she keyed these figures in.
That was the number then. Okay.
That's the number that we're kind of currently at right now.
That is the number on the real estate and the personal. Now, we're still waiting from the state on the centrally assessed railroads. Those come in August 10th. So the number you have this morning is only the local level tax or the valuation at the local level. And I did, Don asked me yesterday, especially since we took $2 million off of that one. So I did key these all in so that you would have the actual value that we have on the real estate here. You have the personal property, but we're still waiting on the pipelines and the railroads from the state.
Okay.
And that doesn't come out until August 10th. And I have no idea what will happen with that one. So we keyed in last year's value for the pipelines to give you more.
For this number.
But these are definitely in what she had this morning. So,
okay. All right. So, just to confirm formalities, item parcel numbers, we're all read into the record, 1 through 84, and the assessor, this is all we had. Everything's been read in, correct?
No, that's just the changed ones.
Correct, just the changed ones, because we want to take action on that first.
Yeah.
Okay, just because it's here on the agenda.
Okay,
so 1 through 84, Patty just got done reading. That's all. There's no more, no less. I need a motion to approve or disapprove the change list that we just got there for property valuation protests.
I would move to approve.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Any further discussion?
I would just like to comment that, there are 84, 86 of them that did have changes on, and that does not mean that there were 86 parcels that the assessor's office made mistakes on. A lot of them were we took down a building or, the condition or something. Some of them were things that her office had tried to get into to see condition, and they weren't able to until this point. And they came with really good pictures and information as far as condition or status or why they should be changed. People came to the protest very well prepared this year.
Good point.
Thank you, Kathy.
Okay. Motion and second. No further discussion. Vote. 6-0 with Lytle abstaining. His light doesn't show it, but we'll go 6-4. Oh, there it is. Lytle abstained because he's absent. All right, next, Patty. Change. No change.
No change.
Sorry, no change.
Okay. Number 1-00144-3000, Robert Diana Achtemeyer. The value stayed at $318,240. Number 2-00005-0000, AgInvest LLC. The value stayed at $322,390. Number 3-00305-9100, Tracy Anderson. The value stayed at $114,275. Number 4-01164-3212, Gary A. Barnard for Wayne Lineweber. The value stayed at $25,000. Number 5-01231400, Casey Retail Company. The value stayed at $239,400. Number 6012879000, Casey Retail Company. That value remained at $336,670. Number 7008982000, Casey Retail Company. The value remained at $288,355. Number 8013223000, Casey's Retail Company. The value remained at $335,770. Number 90057610000, Mark Creek. The value remained at $358,345. Number 10027-02000, Mark Creek. The value remained at $367,740. Number 11002605000, Leon H. Dink. And the value remained at $214,425. Is that how you pronounce that?
Yes, yes, Dink.
Okay, I thought so. Number 12002571000, Leon and Phyllis Dink. The value remained at $388,865. Number 13002606000, Leon and Phyllis Dink. The value remained at $163,925. Number 14002357100, Phyllis Dink and others. The value remained at $289,490. Number 15002488000, Phyllis Dink and others. $73,650 is what the value remained at. Number 16, we just heard from Linhart, but I'll just read that into the record as a no change. 001632000, and the value remained at $341,490. Number 17001840000, Laura Magroni, trustee. The value remained at $258,465. Number 18001775000, Laura Magroni, trustee. The value remained at $319,760. Number 19001177100, Henning Farms LLC. The value remained at $75,860. Number 20001176100, Henning Farms LLC. The value remained at $103,560. Did I read that one already? No. I'm getting confused here.
You're okay.
Number 21001417000, Paul A. Mainz. The value remained at $401,970. 22-01369-0000, David Party. The value remained at $45,700. Number 23-01367-9302, Will Scott. The value remained at $38,50. Number 24-01367-9301, Will Scott. The value remained at $38,80. Number 25-01367-9201, Will Scott. The value remained at $31,15. Number 26-01367-9309, Will Scott. The value remained at $2,930. 27-01367-9306, Will Scott. The value remained at $3,250. 28-01367-9304, Will Scott. The value remained at $4,175. Number 29-01367-9305, Will Scott. The value remained at $3,600. Number 30-01367-9308, Will Scott. The value remained at $88,990. 31-01367-9307, Will Scott. The value remained at $4,525. Number 32-01367-9303, Will Scott. The value remained at $5,200. Number 33-00050600, Troy L. Stevens. The value remained at $38,435. Number 34-015-181-000, United Housing Partners, Beatrice. The value remained at $614,895. Number 35-00391-3000, Diane Zimmerman. The value remained at $528,035. Number 36-00249-4000, Diane Zimmerman. The value remained at $88,175.
Sir, you didn't want to speak, did you?
When this okays my property, it goes to Lincoln, then it gets approved again by another board?
No, no, only if you disagree with this board. You can take it to Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
I'll so, you're okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you all.
Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
All right. So the assessor read in 1 through 36. Any more? Any off? Nope. Any more discussion?
Some of the commercial ones, then Daryl redid those. Or, I mean, if there was a request for a commercial one, then he went out.
Yeah, pretty much all the commercial he does.
But I see all the Casey's on there.
Okay,
that's the only reason
let me kind of just really quickly give you an idea of what's going on. There's quite a dispute amongst the people amongst the state on these Casey's. Underground tanks, should they be considered personal property or real estate? We had one Casey's that
had
it on both.
And the canopy on top, right?
And the pump.
And the canopy over the pump.
And the canopy, okay? The discussion is, and Daryl's real hardcore about, I am keeping the tanks. I would like to keep the tanks that are into the concrete as real estate. Those are not removable unless you take the concrete, jack it up, take them out, okay? The law's kind of vague on that, so we've had a lot of different rulings. Their storage, to him, they're storage for gas, just like a grain bin's a storage for you. Well, grain bin's on real estate, so we fill the gas tanks are on real estate. We had one Casey's that listed their tanks on personal property, and we also listed them onto the real estate. So we double taxed them, so that's the one we changed. These we've all left alone, and these have been filed across the state. And there's going to be quite a, I have an assessor's workshop at the end of the month, and I think this discussion is going to go on because, you know, personal property is very, it's something that really needs to be looked at. It's self-reporting for one thing, which it's a very hard thing to kind of follow. The tanks are, like I said, the tanks that are underground in concrete, I'm under the impression or the opinion that they are real estate. You know, they're not easily removed. Now, canopy can be removed. Almost anything could be removed nowadays. It used to be, it had to be movable. That was the definition of personal property. So that's what the Casey's were. Anything with any commercials, Daryl went out because we kind of have depended in the last few years because we have not done major reappraisals like we've had in the past. Just, you know, we did them. We kind of got into properties. We had a really good feel on them for, and now we're on a 6-year plan where we don't go in and do full-blown appraisals like we used to in the county because of the enormous cost. And so we kind of let them come to us if we feel like they have issues, you know. Now, in our cycle on the 6th-year plan, next year we will be looking at all the industrials and commercials. And he will need to go out. He will need to get the rents. Is this warehouse, has people moved out? You know, there was some discussion on that. You know, we need to do some equalization probably in the industrial tract. Make sure that's right because of the annexation and everything else. Plus, that is our next level that we will do. We still won't do what you call a full-blown appraisal, where we go out, we have people in that building measuring, doing everything like we had in the past. But we definitely want to keep it updated, you know. And years ago when I first worked here, we would take 2 years and do the whole county. But it cost the county an extreme amount of money, you know. And so now they're allowing us to do by subclass. So if we do all commercial next year, then we're fine with that because we haven't picked and choosed. So the protest isn't always a bad thing because it lets people come in and tell us, hey, we're not, you know, we're warehouse now. You know, what's the Husqvarna building worth? What's biodiesel worth? You know, those are things that, and honestly, when you get to commercial, that gets very intense on doing a lot of that. So, and there's very few appraisers that you can find without going to Lincoln on commercial side of it, so.
Okay, I would move protests 1 through 36 as presented by the assessor's office and recommendation that the equalization committee be approved.
Moved by Byers.
Second.
Seconded by Setzer. Any more discussion? Seeing none, vote. 6 favor, 1 abstaining, Lytle, because he's not here. Okay. Good work, everyone that helped out with.
He just wrote, well, he went smooth this year, so it's almost scary, isn't it?
Good karma. Good karma. Huh? Good karma.
It was hard work on the part of Patty and her staff in that they worked with people as they called and they sat down with them and went over the comparables, and they did a fantastic job.
I appreciate that. It's just, it's so important for communication.
Yes.
Come in and talk, you know. We can get so much settled that way. you know, or don't pay attention to the coffee shop talk. Come in and look at my...
What?
Yeah. Well, it's just...
Well, they got to be right in the coffee shop sometime.
They have to be.
Well, and there was four of them that... There was four of them that a gentleman handled for a guy, and they were recent sales. So I went over his head, and I called, and I said, you know, these are recent sales. You know, we can look at these, and these can be approved just as they are. And if you want to come to the board, you can, but... You know, all you got to do is talk to me, and it's good.
Right. Patty handled a lot of them just internally because they had all of their evidence. There was no question but what it needed to be
changed. The ones you handled internally, they were on this list? So if somebody filed a protest, it ended up on this list then?
Yes.
I mean, you didn't handle it and not bring it
then. Last week at the board meeting, I handed you out the ones that I had handled myself. I don't remember if you got... I think Kathy took a list. I don't know. I had the list.
I don't think I did, but...
Yeah.
I took yours, and you said they were available at your office.
Yeah, you said they were available, and I didn't go get one. Yes.
Those were the ones that were... I think I had some. So those were the ones that you could... But those had appraisals. They had recent sales. They had... I didn't do anything unless...
I thought our committee did a fantastic job to get 120 of them done in a day and a half. And
we're good.
Now it comes out.
We work day and night, Myra.
It's because of Terry.
You know, Kathy and I couldn't be trusted, but Terry did such a wonderful job.
I'm a little slow and don't always catch up on everything, but now I understand.
Terry, that wasn't supposed to get out either.
Yeah,
I never said
that. Bonus or
I happened to tell Jennifer my...
Good job.
That's the reason I kind of got.
Yeah. Well, I was
going to put in for some extra pay, but then I thought the window.
Yeah. You guys, there's probably.
I'm teasing off, right?
Yeah, that's 2 o'clock. Unless there's anything else for the good of the order of the Gage County Board of Equalization and the protest confirmations, we will stand adjourned at 2 o'clock.